This is D.G. McCullough and the Sage Sayers, Season 3, Episode 10. Reading from this week's Medium article, I Refuse to Call Myself Seasoned. I refuse to call myself seasoned. And here's why. Too many bright and gifted professionals worry about their age when it comes to their jobs, their stability, and any risks they're willing to take in their last decades. I read about this feeling in the business media, and I hear it sometimes when helping clients with their bios, their resumes, and their LinkedIn profiles, especially when seeking restless or urgent career change. I'm going the other way, especially when it comes to resume speak and any narrative on my work and offerings. I refuse to call myself seasoned for the same reasons I wince at words like tenured, mature, or experienced when describing me and my career, which spans 3 decades with lots of experiences, adventures, and reinventions along the way. Words like seasoned sound to my ear like I'm apologizing for my years, concealing the decades that have passed, or feeling ashamed that I know a lot. How could I not learn from so many awe-inspiring experiences? The need to apologize or hide does not resonate. I'm not apologetic. I'm not ashamed. I'm proud of the bumpy starts I've prevailed over and who I've become from changing careers and industries. Most recently, I left academia to retrain and reposition as a communications coach. Give me another decade, and I may reinvent again. Small clarification here. I don't deny that younger professionals may possess and gain rich insights too. I've coached, reported on, and taught brilliant young professionals. In my own 20s, I felt wise and savvy because I'd lived and worked in 3 continents at that point in time, and I did it solo. But how I feel now in my early 50s differs. I question and doubt myself less. I know myself more. I'm clearer on what I'm good at and awful at. I know my values and what makes me happy. I make better decisions than before. I feel truly loved by my family I've built and by me. And I've never been as strong as I am now at self-care and self-advocacy. In fact, the happiness and confidence I feel today matches what I felt as a young girl before I based my sense of worth on what others thought of me. This shift has come with age. I've a lot to say on age, wisdom, and career, but let's circle back to the language piece and why we must rise up together to reject words like seasoned. These terms buy into a restrictive narrative about what maturity through years means. Through an optimistic lens, seasoned perhaps ties to the seasons passing and time passing, and yet seasoned also ties to pork chops and steaks, seasoned potatoes, etc. The seasoning brings flavor to these foods, and yet in conventional resume speak, seasoned doesn't bring flavor nor enhance the work story. It signals aged 45 plus, especially when paired with professional. Merriam-Webster's dictionary calling seasoned in these moments a transitive verb where we're making ourselves fit by experience. A seasoned veteran who has earned their tenure by experience is their example. The folly of the dictionary's definition here doesn't just tie to the euphemism part. It also stays dangerously vague. Additionally, I've serious questions. At which age do we become seasoned? 50 and up or 40? Are men seasoned at the same time as women? Do men season two or women only? Do certain professions remain immune like politics? And if fame comes with our age, do we gain the rights to reject seasoned for eternity? I don't recall Oprah gaining seasoned as a descriptor, nor Indra Nui, two of my sheroes. If so, what can we learn here? One alternative may include stating the years of experience, then what those years bring our clients and or those we serve. For instance, fintech analyst with 25 plus years experience helping global companies boost profits, reduced risks, bringing annual savings of $1 billion annually, wherever she serves. Or how about this? Storyteller, coach and trainer who spent 30 years across three different industries helping others find their voice and courage through replacing corporate speak with language from the heart. Trusted as the writing and presentation coach for foreign-born executives at the biggest tech, energy, and finance firms across the globe. Finally, using data can indicate our lengthy experience while empowering us and our audiences. The bio of a Harvard psychologist I follow, Dr. Courtney S. Warren, includes her board certification, the book and nearly 50 peer-reviewed journal articles she's authored, and the 75-plus presentations on the psychology of relationships that she's delivered. The language is clear, concise, but also comfortable and proud with all that she's done. Reading her bio, I know she's accomplished. Ageism and age feel like touchy subjects, at least in our Western cultures, and yet staying silent about what we sense and witness feels risky. Many friends and coaches refer to ageism as an invisible threat to their livelihoods and their mental well-being. The World Health Organization defines ageism as the stereotyping, prejudice, and discrimination against people on the basis of their age. And my coaching confirms this does indeed exist. But language becomes one thing we can control when it comes to how we speak about our work and how we feel about ourselves too. I think we've all got work here. Me too. As a specialist coach in the written and spoken word, I ask that we play, experiment, and spark new ways to communicate our work and years. Onwards and upwards.